Shatnes, there's the Gemara in the beginning of the Yivambas points out that there are two psukim. One pasuk says La Silba Shatnes, one pasuk says Beggar Climb Shatnes, La Yalu Alecha. So there's an Isa Ladisha and an Isa Ha'aloh. The Isa Ladisha, if they're wearing a shirt, a jacket, trousers, that are Shatnes, a dress. And then Isa Ha'aloh, if you have a blanket that's made from Shatnes. So by tzitzis, there's a machlekes rishonim. Are you only chayv in tzitzis if you wear a four-cornered garment? What if you have a four-cornered blanket? Is that chayv in tzitzis? So the pashta says that not. It's an obscure shita, the Magen Avraham quotes. So I think the Magen Avraham says, it's kedai to be machmer on tzemer pishtim. If the blanket is made from cotton or anything other than wool or flax, So we can rely on the Mechabim. The Mechabim holds that you only chayv in our Torah and Degen Tzemer Pishnim. Machlokes HaTanaim, whether cotton or silk begodim, four-cornered begodim, are chayv in tzitzis ben HaTorah mid Rabban. So if it's chayv in our Tzemer Pishnim, it's chayv for sure in our Torah, so that the Magen Avraham recommends you should be machmer. If you have a woolen blanket that has four corners, you should either put tzitzis that look crazy, or you should round out one corner, so it won't only have three corners. So the fourth corner will be round. Yeah. Where are we up to? Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel, we learned it the Talmud of Shamina. Siv Hei, Yesham Soch Lasat Tzitzis. The Gemara has machlokes b'shamay b'sil men haTorah. If you have a four-cornered garment that's made from linen and you put on tchelas, a tchelas has to be a certain color and it has to be, the material has to be wool. So if you're going to tie on woolen strings on a beged shel pishtim, that's going to be shatna. So that's the din of esed dechel esed. That's the mocker for kol tarkula, for the din of esed dechel esed. So the Gemara says there's machlekes b'sham v'silu, and that's one of the six cases where we pass like beis shamai. Places in Sukkah quotes or Absadigar that I think there are six cases where we pass like beis shamai. That's one of them. That there's exere de rabbanon that you shouldn't put pitzitzis at all. Shouldn't put tzitzis at all in a beged shel pishtan, because you may fall in with a faker who sold you imitation tchelas, and it's really not tchelas, it's klo'ilon. Klo'ilon is indigo. That's what it says in the Oruch. The Oruch is a dictionary of the Gemara Loshon. So indigo comes from a plant in India, I think. But tchelas is supposed to come from the chilozim, some kind of a sea animal in the Mediterranean. So in case you fell in and you bought chelos from a faker, so then you don't have esed dechelos esed. So then you're wearing shatnas without a hetan. So that's why Beis Shammai prohibit you from wearing a beged shel pishtim. So we pass like Beis Shammai. But in the days of the Rosh, when the Shulchan Aruch was written, they didn't have any chelos. Now, recent years, they think that they may have discovered the tchelas, but for so many centuries, they knew that they didn't have the chalos, and they didn't have the tchelas. So today, the whole gzera doesn't apply. Today, the whole gzera doesn't apply. That's what the Rosh says. When the Rosh ran away from Germany, he ran to Spain. So in Spain, he saw that the Balbatim were wearing four-cornered arbacanthus made from linen. So yes, there's a gzera de rabbanon. He passed like Beis Shammai. So he explained to him that all gzeirah d'rabbanan is that he may fall in with imitation tchelos, but today nobody has any tchelos, period. So the all gzeirah doesn't apply. I let it be a davish of imin yitzach miyanach alati, right? So that's what the Taz asked Akasha, and the Taz said that's why the Rosh elaborated upon it in the Tshuvas of Rosh, and he explained why the gzera falls apart. Why you don't say Dovish and Minyan? Tzach and Yerach and Atir is very unclear. Very clearly, we don't understand what the Rosh does have an extra line. We don't understand what, how do they answer the questions. Should have been a Dovish HaMinyan. The Dovish HaMinyan means if Gzera Derabbana is made for a certain reason, even if you live in a generation where the reason doesn't apply, the Gzera Derabbana still applies. So, so in our generation, the reason doesn't apply because for many centuries there was no Tchela. Maybe today the reason does apply. But for many centuries there was no Tchela, so the reason didn't apply. So the Gzera should still apply. So that's very unclear. So the Mishkan Yankov has a tshuva about that. He explains what the secret is. So he wants to say, whenever the Gzera Derabbanan is, Bakiras Dodman HaTorah, the Chachamim are telling you not to fulfill a mitzvah deraisa, the Sheva HaTasa. They tell you, don't put on tzitzis on a beggar shall pishtim. Or they tell you, don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, and don't shake a lulav when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, and so on. So whenever the mitzvah, whenever the Gzera Derabbanan is Bakiras Dovman HaTorah, so then the Tam HaGzera has to be incorporated into Nusach HaGzera. Whenever the reason doesn't apply, so the whole Gzera doesn't apply. They can't make a Gzera. Can they get Dovam Mefurish BaTorah just to make a loy plug? They can't do that. If it's Bakiras Dovman HaTorah, they have to incorporate the Tam HaGzera into the Nusach HaGzera. They have to say, we don't permit you to wear tzitzis and beggar chapishtim because you may fall in with a faker and so on. So if that's part of the Nusach HaGzera, then if you live in a generation where the reason doesn't apply, the whole Gzera doesn't apply. So the Mishkan Zankiv has a whole tshuva like that. He thinks that that's what the Rosh explained. Let's see. So the Mechaber says, some have the practice not to wear, not to put tzitzis on a beggar chapishtim. Afal pishein alochekein. We don't paskin. We paskin like the Rosh. The Rosh didn't understand why in Spain they were wearing. They put tzitzis on the beggar shal pishtim, so they explained to him. So that we accept the explanation. Afal pishein alochekein. The din is like the Rosh backed out, that the Gzera does not apply bisman hazeh. Nonetheless, Yerushalayim Yetzias Kulam, the Osetado shal tzemer rechelim. You shouldn't make a beggar shal pishtim. Shehu chai b'tzitzis banator b'li pikpuk. Yeah. Meihu im iyafsha rak b'tado shal pishtim. Lutab sheyase tala shal pishdon, tzitzis shal pishdon, sheis batal mitzvos tzitzis. Yeah, if you have no choice, then the Rosh says we pass on that the Gzera does not apply bizman of that. But you should try to avoid it because for so many years the Rosh thought that the Gzera did apply. Really came to Spain. Then they explained to him, what's this, Simon Yud? Dine kanfas atzalis. Tala she'ein lo arba kanofas ptura. If it only has three corners, not chayv. You have to have four corners. But it has five. Yeshali yosemi arba. That's a machloek in satanayim. It has five corners. Are yechayv and tzitzis anan? So he passing yechayv in four out of the five. Which four do you put? The four that are furthest from each other. Yeshali yosemi arba chayevis ve'osala arba tzitzis arba kanafir ha'miruchok kazum izuyos. The four corners that are further from each other. Okay. Yeshla arba v'chotach echod ba'alachsam asoy shnaim harinasis ba'alas chamish v'chayevis. You had a four-corner garment, and then you cut one of the corners like this, diagonally, so now you have five corners. It's not a right angle. If you have four corners, it's rectangular shape. Each one of the four corners are right angle. If you're going to cut it like this, it's not going to be a right angle, but nonetheless, it's a corner. It's a keren. Alarba kamfis ksuscha, yeah. It says it becomes a balas chamish and yichayv and tzitzis. Kofal koronis talisa v'kosha maitofram v'doyme ki'ilu kitzon v'ein lo kenofes afal pichein loy nifter. What happened over here? He has a rectangular shaped talis, and then he folds over the corner like this, and then he stitches it down a little bit. V'kosha maitofram. He stitches it down a little bit. V'doyme ki'ilu kitzon. It looks as if he snipped it off. It looks as if it doesn't have any corners. Afal pichein loy niftero. Why? Why loy niftero? What does the Mishnah Berurah write in Ches? The ilom eboy lekenafayim. Lusa kadoshadia levadai sofa lahateres hatfira. Elkach. Nechshav kilu kvar hiter hatfiris v'chayevis b'tzitzis. Tam zayuch alahatel hat tzitzis b'keifel. I don't know. This is a complicated din. I don't feel well, so I can't figure this out. Okay. Some other time, let's see. What's Siv Dalin? What are we up to? We just bent over temporarily. Bent over the quarter temporarily. So then why? Then he says we treat it as if the whole thing is unfolded and it has four corners and it's chayv and tzitzis. It's only folded over temporarily. It's not folded over permanently. Okay. What's Siv Dalin? Tala shall tzemer uknafer shall or chayevis. Yeah, if the garment is made from leather, it's not chayiv in tzitzis, because you have to have shesaviyev, you have to have a warp and a woof. So if it's made from leather, it's not. So that's plastic also. Made from plastic, they take petroleum, and they make a sheet of plastic, then you're not chayiv. Shadows, what if they make a synthetic? They could have taken the petroleum and made a sheet of plastic, or they could have made a sheet of nylon. Could have made a sheet of nylon, but they didn't make a sheet. They didn't make a sheet. They made nylon thread, and then you used the thread, and you made a warp and a woof, a shesel, yeah. So that's a machlokes. So I think Rav Moshe Feinstein has a chiddush, that since it's nylon, and you could have made a sheet of nylon, so even though they didn't, they made thread, made a warp and a woof, that's not chayv and tzitzis, because nylon could have been made as a sheet. And others say, no, Rav Tzvi Pesach Feng says, no, it depends. If you have a warp and a woof, then it's a beged, then it's chayv and tzitzis. If it's shalor, it's not chayv and tzitzis. What if the whole beged is or just the corners are leather? So it's chayevis. And if it's the reverse, he shalor, k'nafel shal beged, tur, it depends on the beged. It doesn't depend on the corners. If the beged is shalor, then you're not chayv and tzitzis, because that doesn't count as a beged. You have to have a warp and a woof. Hoye lo shalosh k'nafais, he had a garment that only had three corners, and then he put on tzitzis on it, and then he cuts one of the corners and he makes it into a four corner garment. So it comes out that the tzitzis that he put on before was put on betur. He put on the tzitzis when it only had three corners. So that's called tasav elamenos. Psulim shem tasav elamenos. That's possible. You can't put on the tzitzis before it's chayiv, before the beged has four corners. Yeah. Ein koflam es hatalas matil. What is that? Ein koflam es hatalas matil v'tzitzis. How can I feel kamoshi hikfula? I would talk lahata barba kanafas apshutim. And I'm okay. Tofra kula mafila miruach achas. We never do this. Okay. If you fold, you have a big talus. It's too big. So you fold it over in half. Now it's the right size. So if you stitch it down, so it's a two-layer beged, so a chayv has four corners. But if you didn't stitch it down, intending to leave it permanently like that, then you shouldn't put the tzitzis in the corner that happens to have now. It's considered as if it's unfolded. No. These shadows don't come up. Malbushim lotzis zayin. Malbushim shem suchim min anzorim lemato. Yesh lahem arba knafas. San mato lemay lahem stumim. Let's say you have a jacket. So the jacket in the back has a split, but it doesn't go rove of the beged. It goes 4 inches up. And the rove of the beged till the shoulders is much more. So that's not called a konaf. It's only called a konaf if it goes over the beggar. And ruba sasim potter. And ruba pasua chayiv. Chetzi sasim, chetzi pasuch. Matil mosa lechomer. It's exactly 50-50. Then you put on tzitzit, but you don't say a brocha. Chayiv tzitzit and yetzim bo b'shabbos because it's a suffix. It's exactly 50-50. Kafiya, shehi psucha. Kafiya is the way the Arabs go. Shehi psucha. The inyan sheyesh lo arba knofes yinguk bobo. Whoa. So it's a kistuma. They the potter made tzitzis. Ain't a mile tip zem lo tiyakvua. Chatzir akamata. I don't know. I'm not all there, so I can't figure this out. Ches, what's a test? Haknafaim tzor sheyu miru boys for those sheyu agulas. Yeah. The corners have to come to a point. It doesn't have to be a right angle, but it has to come to a point. If it's circular, if it's agulas, then it's not chayv and tzitzis. It's nefes pitura. And Sabbath is a turban that you wrap around and around and around. Afilu shal sha'atzis ha'mayriv. Even in the Middle East, Shnei Roshem, Mushlochem, Al Ksefehem, Vegufam, Afal Pi, Shemuskasad Bo, Rosh Aruba, Potter, Kivin Sheikor, Lachasas Harosh, Ksus Ramachmon, and Velok Ksus Harosh. A scarf, let's say. A scarf is really intended only for the neck. So it's not chayiv. And a hat is intended, even though the hat, you wrap it around the turban, you wrap it around, it hangs over a good part of the body, and since the main role of the turban is to cover the head, that's not chayiv and tzitz. Only chayiv and tzitz if the main purpose is to cover the body. What's sifir alav sudar? That's what some machmer, by a lot of Hasidim, they put an atorah on top. So the there's one of the commentaries on the side of the page, it's called Atorah Zakenim, on the side of the big Shulchan Aruch. So Atorah Zakenim raises an issue that if you have a silver atorah on top, it looks as if the main, that's the most important, the most expensive part of the talis, is the silver. The talis is not so expensive. The silver is expensive. So when you wear the talis over your head, so the silver's on top of your head. Or if, when you wear it like this, then the silver's by the neck. So if you have a garment, that's the main part of the garment is for the neck or for the head, then it says, not chayim and tzitzis. So that's a question, if you have the silver atar. That's what some, the Teres Akedim recommends. In addition to the atar that you have on top, you should have another atar in the middle of the talis. The big Hasidic Rebbes do like that. They have two atorah. They have one atorah on the top, and then they have another atorah in the middle. So you can't say that the main purpose of the beged is for the head or for the neck, because you have another atorah in the middle. So the main purpose is to cover the body. Nunu. So you either make two atorahs, you don't make any atorah. What do you need an atorah? You live without an atorah. Yeah. What's here? Sifir Aleph Sudar. Shenosnim al hatzavar b'malchus eretz yisrael shenikra a scarf. Okay, Rabbi Shenosnim yisvor al kseitem p'tur. If the main purpose is a scarf around the neck, then it's not chayiv and tzitzis. Okay, malbushim shebe mitzrayim hanikroy whatever lechayim whatever. Ho. In Togarma, in Turkey, af al pi sheish lahem arba kamfas p'turim. Why? Why are they p'turim? What's lamenei? Well, why are these begotten not chayiv and tzitzis? Was it lamed ches? No, lamenei. Where is lamenei? Afal pi sheish lahem atah mayim beis. Doesn't tell you the reason. Afal pi sheish lahem arba kamfas p'turim. Who adin malbushim shel gliloiz b'nei Ashkenaz and Sfarad. Oil the ain kanfei and masim she yihiu shnaim lifnei mishlam lachrayim mechubanim zukin agadzul p'tur. The four corners of the beged have to be like rectangular shape, two in the front and two in the back. And if you have a garment that has all the four in the back, then it says it's not chayiv and tzitzis. Okay. What's chutei atzitzis? Dini chutei atzitzis. What is dini machutim tzach sheyu tevuyim lishman? That's the Gemara. Machlok is Rabbi Shmuel. So we pass the has to be tevuyim lishman. Yesh machmirim afilu that make niputz lishman. Niputz is the malacha before tviya. On Shabbos, there are 39 malachas. So the first 11 malachas are called sidur de pas. It leads up to baking a loaf of bread. Then the next 13 malachas lead up to making a garment, to make a begodim. So these are, so when you gozes, when you shear off the wool from the animal, from the sheep, that's one malacha. Then you do niputz, you comb it out, and then you do tviya, you convert it into a thread, and then you do, make the crisscross, make the shes of the air, the whoop and the woof. So these, each one of those has another malacha. 13 malachas and Asiyas Abgodim. Some rabbi from London, years ago, when I was a student of yeshiva, before I got married, this rabbi came to America. He published a little soft cover pamphlet in English. He's from England. He published in English to explain What are all the malachas of making garments? What are all the malachas are all about? So he came to America on a tour. He was visiting all the different yeshivas and demonstrating what the malachas are. Okay. I already forgot everything. I just remember he was jumping around. It was a very entertaining presentation. I think his name was Gukalitsky. I think his father was a dayan in London. Only tviya. Yeah, it costs the extra money. If you do nipus lishma, it costs the extra money. And the wool is not so strong. So I once spent the extra money, and then I got the strings ripped within a week. So I didn't buy another set of nipus lishma. Yeah, how do you do lishma? That's a question. That's a question. Do you have to say Amira, or you just have it in mind? So that's 2 days in Tosfos and a few Masechtos, and you make Pigul. Pigul means Machshava. Pigul means that you say the Peh. So just like Pigul is a Machshava that passes, and that's a Machlegs, but you need Dibur, or means Machshava. So too, if you write a Get Lishma, if you tight Tzitzis Lishma, is it enough? If you have a mind, you have to say the Feirish. So usually when Machmer, before the Sefer writes a get, he says, when he comes and gets out, he says, here also you should say. I think the Mishnah Berurah writes that if he tied the tzitzis and he didn't say, you're doing it Kushman, it's a chashash that will be puzzled to the other. So he pointed out that the Mishnah Berurah got has comments from a few Rabbanim. I forgot already. So one of them, it's Gartana. Yeah. Forgot already which one. Here, Ben Sion. I think one of them who gave Haskana wrote a Sefer Shadus of Chuvus. He gives Haskana the Mishnah Berurah, but he doesn't agree with every Ksach. So in his Sefer, he wrote that's utterly ridiculous. They say that the Dibur is Ma'akeh, he holds not. But the Mishnah Berurah writes like that. He thinks that the Amira of the Lishma, if he didn't have Amira, so Pasul's Bediyeva by the Chutel Tzitzit. He needs Amira Lishma. That's what he says. Sheyama betchilas ha-tivui, shehu ois kein l'shem tzitzis. Oh, sheyama le'isha, tavir li tzitzis l'talus. And lo ho yutvui l'shma and psula. He says he can ask a woman to do the Tzvi Lishma. That's a machlokes. Rabbi Natan and Tosfos has a chiddush that since women are not mechuyev in tzitzis, because mitzvah says that she has mangrova, so whoever is any b'toris any given mitzvah cannot create Lishma. A goy cannot create Lishma. A matzah, because a goy is not mechuyev in matzah. So Anisha cannot create Lishma by tzitzis, because the woman is not mechuyev in tzitzis. The mazel is that the women are mechuyev in matzah, even though it says magrama. It's an exception to the rule, because all the generation, the women used to bake the matzahs. So if the women would have been potter for the mitzvah or matzah, they wouldn't be able to bake lishma. Anyway, but the Mechaber writes that you can ask a woman to tie the tzitzis lishma, and that's acceptable. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. Okay.